So with this, we are going to move on with the next section, on which we comment about the Innovation Award, first of the JS classes. Okay, let me share this screen here. Okay, so we are going to start talking about the winners of the Innovation Award edition of March, which they were voted in April, and they made the results come out. So since we have already published the results, we can talk about these packages. Artus, which packages would you like to comment first now?
Okay, let me comment on. First one is AdBlock Detection for Google AdSense, developed by Suresh Kumar from India. And what this package does, it tries to check if there are any JavaScript elements in your web page that are trying to load AdSense, because if they are not there, then probably they were stripped out by an AdBlock. And this package also reports it to a Google Analytics. So inside Google Analytics, you can see how many visitors of your website have disabled or enabled ad blocking and disabled AdSense. So you can see how many of your visitors can see your ads, and then you may try to think of other ways to monetize this. So that's why I really like this package.
Yeah, and it can be useful for knowing which users are present in ad block. There are some users, not many, probably like 10% of the users use ad block. They don't like ads. It's okay, it's their option. They are not supporting those that produce content and need the money generated by the ads. But, okay. That's a different discussion. And anyway, in the case of this class, it is useful, as you described, to at least know if AdBlock is being used to detect blocking of AdSense ads.
Yeah, so as I said, you can try thinking about other monetization methods. So, and Suresh Kumar got one book of choice by PACT for this package. Second package I wanted to comment on is JavaScript HTML5 Fire Reader, which basically uses not like a standard HTML file input, but trying to use HTML5 Fire Reader API to retrieve contents of the file. So it's it would provide even more than like when you upload, if you use it, the file input, you usually simply upload it. But with it, you can use the same file input to read the file in the same web page without even yet uploading it. So you could like display a thumbnail of the image you are going to upload, or display contents of it. I recently also used similar in the app I was developing, so it's quite a great addition. And this package would simplify the work that you would need to check availability and work with files. So it was developed by Andras Tosz from Hungary, and he got the Laudable Web Book of Choice by O'Reilly for this package.
Yeah, and I also like to comment a couple of other classes. Let me share the screen here. Classes objects. And this one again is from Suresh Kumar from India, and he has this class browser specific CSS, which uses a clever trick to page, you can use different CSS sets of definitions depending on the type of device that they're using. So he defines certain styles. It's probably better to look at the code very quickly. We don't have much time. I forgot to log in. Yeah, because I was in another another machine. Okay, here we go. So this class, oh, it's minified. We are not going to see it much. I have to unminify it. Let's see. I don't know if there is an. Yeah, unfortunately, it did not provide a regular class, but it defines some sets of styles, and depending on the platform, it will match the names of the styles with the type of browser. If you are in Windows, if you are in as you may see here. So depending on the browser, you can have styles that match the different browser, and use just JavaScript to achieve this effect, and it was quite interesting. Okay, now moving on, the other class that I wanted to mention is one called Encyclopedia. This is not very, very trivial to understand. It's from Rian Salawi from Indonesia, and he provides an interface to access, I would say, a large set of value pair objects, but it employs a trick to minimize the loading of the everything into a large object. So it can load small objects that provide access to parts of the a bigger object, which could be an encyclopedia with names and the respective meanings. And about the JavaScript, let's see how it is going, the Innovation Award rankings for 2015. Sharing the screen here again. Well, so far, this includes already the winners of April, because the results come out. So far, Anders Toth is leading with 3 packages and 10 points, followed by Suresh Kumar, that raised also to the first place, again with 3 packages and 10 points. Then Gianluca Zanferrari with 1 package and 7 points, Jackson Knowlton 1 package and 6 points, Stephen Chapman 1 package and 4 points, then several other authors with 1 package and 3 points. And by country, the rankings are still pretty much the same, except that instead of names of authors, we have countries, because there is only one author per country, unlike the PHP classes. The JS class is not as popular, but we still quite have a nice collection of packages. The first one is Hungary with 3 packages and 10 points. The second one, tied, it is India with three packages and 10 points. Then Netherlands with 7 points, United States also with 7 points, but 2 packages. And then follows Australia with 1 package and 4 points, and several other countries with 1 package and 3 points. Well, now let's move to the Innovation Award of PHP. We are going also to talk about the Innovation Award winners of March. Sharing the screen here. And we have like 10 nominees. They were nominated in March, and the results came out. They were voted in April, and the results come out in May. And let's comment about a few artists. Which ones would you like to start to comment?
Okay, the first one I would want to comment is PHP CI Cert Self-Signed Certificate, developed by Vladimir Zurita from Chile. And basically, usually there is an organization that gives and signs and verifies your certificates. But in this case, this PHP package can create their own certificate and sign them themselves and verify it, as I understand, even do it for other domains. So it's probably would not be very signed or verified in the browser, but it would work for testing purposes, definitely. So that's why it's great. And Vladimir got PHP Storm ID personal permanent license for this package. Next package I wanted to comment on is XBenchmark, which is really useful for benchmarking or trying out your scripts and different performances. It was developed by Xavier Perez from Spain, and it could create logs with access to the script and output different kind of metrics there, like time it took for script to execute, amount of RAM it used, URL, all the parameters that you passed, and store in different logs. So works really great for trying out experimenting with optimizations and maybe even several configurations.
Actually, this class was nominated more because it can measure the performance of the whole script, not just parts of the code. So
pull request basically,
So it uses a script that uses that setting auto prepend file. So once the script
include any additional code, basically.
Yeah, exactly. So it can start to measure the benchmark from the beginning to the end. So it uses a register shutdown function to determine when the script has finished. So it is a bit different than the usual benchmark classes.
Yeah, and Xavier got one downloadable copy of Code Lobster Professional for this package. Next one I wanted to comment is Recursive Template Engine by Nadir Latif from Pakistan. And what this class does, it implements a template engine, which will be replaced in the curly brackets, but it can also include references to other templates, thus including templates inside the template, hence the name Recursive Template. And he got one book of choice by PACT for this package.
Well, it seems that recursive templates are not really new, but what he did is that different to this other denomination is that if you have a placeholder and you have not assigned a variable to that placeholder, it will assume that it is an external template. So it takes the name of the placeholder and gets the actual external file. So this is great if you are building templates that may be split later into separate parts rather than loading large variables.
Yeah, so you don't have to define templates separately. It will automatically load them if no values.
Yeah.
That's great. So next class I wanted to comment is PHP server class that basically implements a PHP an HTTP server like in the PHP, which would work on specific port on the local machine. It was developed by Web Morgan from Russian Federation. I think it could also serve PHP files, right? So let me check.
Yeah, this is a well. There are other HTTP server classes, but this one is very complete. It does much more than the built-in PHP
HTTP server.
HTTP server not only can load the PHP files, but it supports other things that usually you don't have, like virtual hosting. You can have multiple domains served by that class.
Yeah, so it's kind of full HTTP server based on PHP. That's great. Yeah. And Web Morgan got one copy of Zen Studio for this package. And next package is TED, developed by Jorge Kobis from Venezuela. And there are lots of systems that are time and or attendance based that register when employees come to work and go home, and this package can work with them using SOAP requests, and it could manage different users and manage their data and logs. So basically, it implements the protocol that usually these devices use, right?
Yeah, this is a very specific for a certain type of device that measures the attendance of people, for instance, in companies. So it can use PHP to control those devices that keep track when people enter in the company and leave the company. And it was really unusual, although it's very specific. Probably not useful if you don't have one of those devices in your company.
And about one subscription to the PDF edition of the PHP Architect magazine for this package. Well, that's all on my part.
Well, on my behalf, I would like to comment on a few classes as well. And let's move on. The first one that I would like to comment is one that is not trivial and not the type of users that you want to have in your everyday application, but it's still innovative because what it does is that it can parse the configuration of DNS as implemented by the Bind program. Bind is a popular DNS server program, very old, and it can parse the value, instruct the values from bind 9 of the DNS server configuration. And I jumped here. And for this, Jan picked one copy of Commodore IDE, which is a nice choice. And the next package that I'd like to comment is, again, Dave Smith is appearing everywhere. Which is a great thing because he always sends great contributions. In this case, he sent a package for emulating a slot machine. It can emulate the pulling of the handles and discounting credits and so on. So it could be used like to present a virtual slot machine in your web browser. And for this, Dave picked one downloadable copy of a PHP ED Professional, which is also a nice ID prize. The next package that I would like to comment, this one at first it seemed that it would be very trivial, but then I took a closer look and they said, oh, this, there are some details here that I was not aware. And the class seems a bit too simple, but what it does is to calculate the age of your dog. I thought that if you have a dog and you want to calculate his age relatively to human years, you will just multiply by 7, right?
It seems not. The size seems to matter and other stuff.
Exactly. I was not aware of that. And it seems there is a bit more complication to make an accurate guess. So, this class, The Age of My Dog, implemented by Roberto Alemán from Venezuela, implements that logic and then even provides a Ajax-based user interface for you to present that in your page and show the real age of your dog. For those that like the dogs, probably this is nice. So do we have dogs, Arthur?
Yeah, I just checked. It's now 70 years old as in human years, so it's really old dog.
Oh, is your dog healthy or maybe die?
No, it's quite well. It was always kind of slow and phlegma, but it's healthy. Still playing out. Still.
Yeah.
No problems.
Yeah. Well, I know that that's for people that have dogs. The dogs are also like children, so they care too much. And they regret the fact that they don't live as long as humans.
Yeah.
Well, and for this, the Roberto Alemán was the first to pick the Source Guardian PHP encoder tool as prize. Congratulations. We didn't have this type of price before. There are PHP, commercial PHP encoder tools, but this is the first time we have, so it was great price for Roberto to pick. And the next package that I wanted to comment is a PHP snake game. Well, actually, I had to learn how to play this game, and then I realized that it was not so trivial to implement. It was a package implemented by Thomas Pavlaka from the Czech Republic. Thomas has been also sending nice classes, and it is always great to send classes, even if they are games. But in this case, this one is the PHP Snake game. It was interesting. I even had to learn about this game that was not as trivial as I thought. And for this, he picked one copy of VSPHP, which is an extension for Visual Studio to provide PHP-specific resources. And the last one that I wanted to comment, this one also looked very simple, but in the end, I realized it was not that simple. It's PHP EXIF Orientation Correction, developed by Pablo Matias Peroni from Argentina. And what it does is to check the if the images are with the correct orientation. It checks the EXIF information that is present in, I think it is in JPEG images. And yeah, if it is incorrect, it will may mirror the image or rotate it depending on the orientation value. So it will fix. And it's probably useful if you have many, many pictures that are wrong, are with the wrong orientation.
I was always wondering how Facebook does it. Now I know that sometimes if you upload a picture to Facebook in wrong orientation, it rotates it and displays it correctly.
Yes, because you may need to rotate or mirror the image to show it correctly. So congratulations for Pablo Peroni for his package. Now, for the Innovation Award, let me rankings. Let me go back here. And so far, the rankings of 2015 already include the nominees of winners of April, right? So far, David Smith is already ranking number one, but is with two packages and 19 points. The last month, he earned many points because there were so many nominees that the winner gets much more points than if there were less. So he is now number one with 19 points, followed by Mohamed Al-Shahal, I guess he's from Egypt, with 16 points, then followed by Andre Leshti with 16 points, so he is tied in second place. Then Matthew Knowlton with 14 points, then Wap Morgan with 14 points. And there goes my jumping mouse. And then Samuel Adeshina from, I think he's Nigeria, right? With 18 points. Dimitri Mamatov, 12 points. Mohamed Arfin, 11 points. Then Jasenko Rakovic from Bosnia, right? Yeah. With 11 points. And then Abius X from Iran with 11 points. So the Innovation Award winners ranking for 2015 is getting very interesting. Let's see how is the ranking by countries. And this is getting even more interesting because now we have many authors from different countries, but so far Russian is leading with 5 packages, 41 points. Followed by United States with 3 packages and 33 points. Then Egypt, 3 packages and 28 points. Nigeria, 2 packages and 20 points. Pakistan, 2 packages and 19 points. Switzerland, 2 packages and 16 points. Germany, 4 packages and 15 points. Brazil, 2 packages and 15 points. And Venezuela with 2 packages and 11 points, and finally it ran with 1 package and 11 points. And as I mentioned, this is getting very, very interesting. And given that the following month we have lots of nominees to rank, to score for the Innovation Award, this competition will get even more interesting.
So, but these results already include the latest results, right?
This ranking includes the April winners, but then in May there are also 15 nominees. Well, in reality, there was a sort of a campaign in the PHP classes that has been increasing over time to encourage authors to send innovative packages, not just send regular packages, send packages that are innovative. Unfortunately, they are enjoying a lot. They are participating a lot, and you can see that many good packages have been published. I know next month we have even more work to comment about all the 16 nominees that were presented. You can see them here. But let's deal with 1 month at a time.